The Balut Kiki Project is a proud member of Bunk Collective. This Balut Kiki Project contains themes, depictions, and language of an adult and mature nature. Listener discretion is advised.
A friend, another friend who we lost to suicide.
A few years ago,
A friend of ours, we just found out that he jumped out of his condo. Philippines, yeah.
Really, I'm so sorry. Yeah.
Tapos, wait, alam mo yung ano ba yung where did I go wrong? I lost a friend. That song always reminds us of him. Kasi we never knew, there was no indication. You know, like very typical, I guess, na we never knew. We didn't know that he had, that he was problems. Going through something. And then he was always the life of the party. He was always kengkoy. He was always, you know, if he were to list, he would have been the at the bottom of the list in the likelihood of
people.
Yeah. And then we were just out of the blue. We find out that he offed himself. And I remember we were so frantic trying to find his remains because the condo, at that time, wala na ako sa condo na yun. But we lived in the same building for a couple of years. And then the maintenance people of the building were the ones who found his body.
Remains.
Oh, his remains. And you can just imagine, any remain would be gruesome. But that ultimate, di ba? So, and then apparently, pag mga ganyan, the SOCO is still called to investigate if there was any foul play. Ganyan. And then, so we found out from the building that the SOCO had been called. And then the SOCO took the body, the remains, and brought the remains to a medico-legal morgue. Not just any funeral home. But they didn't know where. So we split up. My two cars drove all around Quezon City. Iniisa-isa lahat ng known na medical legal na funeral homes and morgues to ask if nandun yung remains because the family didn't know either. And then me and this other friend, we just went through online, tinatawagan lahat ng available. I think what 2 days we found, I think on the second day of looking, we found his remains in a small morgue, medico-legal, somewhere in Bloemfontein, Nova Leaches. And then, so anyway, kinremate yung katawan niya, and then yung findings ng SOCO was there was no foul play involved kasi he was by himself and then parang the door was locked from inside. And so there wasn't any, he wasn't pushed. And then dun sa week, it was hard because his family was there and they were looking for answers and none of us had any answer.
Everybody was just caught off guard.
Yeah, and then the family was like, oh, you're a friend. Lahat ng dumating na hindi nila kilala. Parang your friend, parang they're really, like, any hint that you could give us. And we were just like, we didn't know either. Kahit kainuman, linggo-linggo. Alam mo yon kahit, and we didn't know. And then, since then, yung ano niya, yung death niya actually, so triggered some of my friends to go get professional help.
That's good.
And
something positive comes out of it. Yeah.
That's true. And then, parang we all said na okay, let's not keep things to ourselves. And if you don't, it's okay not to talk about it, but we need to talk to someone. So we all went. I just, parang ako yung namimigay ng ayuda, pero number and address ng psychiatrist pa. I'm like, here. Tapos the other day lang, I remembered him. Tapos my other friend also posted nga yung song. Ano sabi ko, every time I hear that song, I remember Marco.
I was thinking about, I was I saw this video on YouTube then of a family, very recent, and the kid was, the young girl was, it's hard when they show videos of how happy this young girl was, and she was an honor student in school, and she's just got accepted, and then she just suddenly just jumped to her death.
Yeah.
And the father was saying that she was by the road and cars were just passing her by. Parang, alam mo yun na parang tumigil yung mundo mo. The world continues on revolving. Yeah.
And alam mo yung...
You feel like a sense of parang nobody cares.
Yeah. You're just parang a speck in the... In the,
and then no, this was the ano pa. So they showed videos of her that she was happy, and then she had a good life, and then she had 200 pages. Oh my God, I'm getting goosebumps. Sa journal niya, na I'm a failure. Oh my God, I'm getting goosebumps. God. I'm a failure. 200 pages, Mel, and then.
Wow.
She went to a concert with her dad or saw a movie with her dad. And sabi ng dad niya na parang she enjoyed the movie. She enjoyed the movie. And then they found in the journal, she wrote down, I hated the movie and I hate myself for feeling that. Gumanon siya. Parang, kaya nga dapat lang parang, if you didn't like it, I mean, talk about it. It's okay.
Yeah.
But it shows that,
it shows that you, it's hard because we can't really tell. Then how do the people who care offer help?
How do they? Yeah, exactly.
If we can't tell. Lalo nang yung outwardly mukhang masaya. Like, yeah, and I'm sure the family, the dad, had no clue. Kasi hindi naman...
Idea.
Diba? Na yung pala inside, yung daughter niya is falling apart. Lalo na... Tapos, young, so they must be living in the house together.
Mm-hmm. I was just while you're saying that, I was just thinking. I asked Neil a question recently, a few days ago. Sabi ko, who's kaninong celebrity death, whether suicide or not, affected you? Sabi niya, Princess Di. And I've been binging on Robin Williams for like forever. I think the past year. I've been just binging on Robin Williams and how this guy was just, his mind was like a million light years a minute. I was tempted to say a mile a minute, but a million light years a minute. And he was just, when he would sit down for an interview, it would take about 6 minutes. Sabi ng isang interviewer, isang popular host, na I think this is the record, na the longest time that I've introduced somebody and that I've been able to ask the first question.
Because
for like 6 minutes, because 6 minutes straight, Robin Williams, like when he was introduced, you know how he would like stand there and go to the audience and just like touch the whole set and like make comments about the set and like go like that. And then like, oh, he's just wonderful. And then boom, yeah. Somebody, suddenly he just takes his life. And also, I think, yeah.
Was I more impacted by ba? I'm choosing between Robin Williams and Anthony Bourdain.
One person pa who impacted me that I really, really sobbed was Cory Aquino.
Yeah.
I really sobbed.
Oh, sorry. Andy, wala yung suicide.
And then Andy, to the point na Andy said, close kayo. Laura very insensitively asks me, close? Rang, no, she was like my mom.
Tita Cory.
Anyway.
But
she's
I
like the mom that you always wanted.
I even remember what I was doing when Princess died. when her death was announced on CNN, I remember I was in Cagayan.
You were in Cagayan. Yes.
I was ironing my blouse. I was listening for to school. The TV. I was ironing my blouse for school. Tapos yung planchahan kasi was behind this wall. Tapos sa dulo lang siya ng dingding. So sisilip ka lang to see the TV. So I was ironing while watching, and then I remember hearing and then putting the turning off the plancha and then slowly walking towards the TV parang to get more information na parang
info.
This is real. And I remember
ano thinking that
ano nangyari, and I remember thinking that it can't be true.
I remember where I was in Neri's compound, the Neri's compound in Corrales beside the Savior Gym. I was living with my tita's boarding house then, and everybody was talking about that. Yeah. I remember I was in Cagayan. So I go Cagayan ka.
Yeah, Cagayan.
Savior.
In Cagayan.
Yeah.
9/11, yeah. I remember also.
I remember 9/11.
I was in Makati. We were watching something else. And then Anne calls the house. And she says, sa landline, and she says, turn to CNN. And I'm like, why?
I'm watching the news.
We're in the middle of something. No, just trust me. Change to CNN. And she was so insistent. Because you only had one TV in the house. So if you change the channel, you change for everyone. And we were watching something at TV series, I think. And I said, no, change, just do it. And so I'm like, okay, sorry. I just want to check the news. Then when I flipped to CNN and we saw the news, except everything changed. And we have a tito who works in the world at that time, worked at the World Trade Center.
Oh my God!
Not in the two towers, but a smaller tower next to it.
Okay.
And we couldn't get a hold of him. He ano siya? In-law siya. Husband siya ng kapatid ni Papa. And then, he was able to take the last train out of Manhattan.
Oh my gosh.
But I remember you were also frantic trying to reach him to know if he was okay and things. And I think he's so traumatized by the experience. Though,
no, I would be.
Until now, it's a taboo in the house, in his house.
But that's a bad sign, isn't it? Really? Wow.
Kasi parang you're just brushing it away instead of
dealing with it.
Uh-oh. So it's not something that's talked about in the house. You can visibly see that he tenses up when it gets mentioned. I don't know if he lost friends or
I might have.
What his experience was. He's not willing to talk. Anyway, sorry.
No, it's all right.
So mga ano, yeah. Mga... Oh, sige,
let's do this.
I'd like to... Okay.
Thank you for clicking play. Don't forget to subscribe or follow on your favorite podcast streaming platform. And leave us a 5-star rating if you enjoyed the show.